To say practice is already extra. Nevertheless, it's important to clarify practice. In one sense, practice is simply experiencing, which is always what our life is. Except, despite it being our life, we miss experiencing when we get caught up in our judgment and mental processes or emotion thought processes. We miss what we can't miss. And because we miss it, we suffer. And sometimes we do harm to ourselves, harm to others, harm to the universe. Not intending necessarily, but because of not seeing clearly, not being clearly our life, we miss it. So, as you know, sitting upright is a clarified, simplified form of the rest of our life where we are present and, when appropriate, noticing where, how we're caught up in thoughts, whether we call them self-centered emotion thoughts, and then doing what's skillful to nurture and support this experiencing moment as opposed to going off into the thoughts about reactions to much. And in sitting, we're not acting them out, but in our life, we sometimes discover we've acted them out, whether so-called internally or so-called externally, whether verbally, physically, emotionally, in all sorts of ways that we make trouble for ourselves or for others, make trouble in where we live and who we're with. We don't have to be concerned about how others do this. It's enough for us to notice and practice with how and when this is occurring in our life. So, sitting upright, wonderful opportunity to do what's skillful to be this experiencing universe that we are. Throughout our day, wonderful opportunity to do it. Or to notice where and how and the consequences of not doing it, of doing the opposite, of believing our judging stories and reactions to them. Of course, along with our regular sitting are events like the upcoming session, where we have a few days of devoting ourselves to formal practice of sitting longer periods of time, walking, to further clarify and be who and what we always are. And yet, who and what we often miss, the life of the universe that we are. We have sometimes building ideas about that. So a nice clarification of that is this case 80 of the Blue Cliff Record, the Heikigan Roku, or Paigen Gu. Case 80, the student asked Joshu, Does a newborn infant also have six consciousness? What is he asking about? Or what is she asking about? She's asking about, I'm not sure the purpose, but the question is, a newborn infant who doesn't get caught up in likes and dislikes, or do they also have new six consciousness? Something about the newborn. This is a way this student is trying to test both himself or herself and Joshu. A little uppity question, but that's okay. Haku and Zenji, in response to this, said, if it were me who was asked this, I'd give him a slap. Joshu was very direct and compassionate. Joshu said, a ball tossed on rushing water. The student wasn't clear on what this was. So he went to Toshi, another Zen master, and said, what's the meaning of a ball tossed on rushing water? Toshi said, moment, moment, non-stop flowing. Of course, he didn't say it in English words, but moment, moment, non-stop flow, non-stop flow. See, both of these wonderful verbal responses, verbal compassion to reveal the nature of our life. Verbal samadhi, says Hakuin. What is the student asking, really? Is she testing Joshu, or is she trying to show herself? Or is she really asking, please help me clarify what this life is so I can grasp it directly? Really, that's always what our practice is. Directly manifesting, if I'll use the word grasping, but not grasping something else, being just this moment. Experiencing this that we are right now. Hakuin has an interesting comment on Joshu's ball tossed on rushing water. He says, swifter than a spark, Joshu's answer is amazing. That's because he has lots of rests, producing sweet and sour at will. There's no explanation for this. It cannot be praised enough. It is verbal samadhi. Directly responding, ball tossed on rushing water. Revealing exactly what our life is. The experiencing right now. And revealing, unfortunately for us, the ways that we have all sorts of ideas about this rushing water right now. That hinder or worse, this moment, universe that we are. All tossed on rushing water. Satoshi clarifies it. Moment, moment, non-stop flow. Do we allow that? Do we allow this non-stop flow as it arises right now? Do we allow experiencing, responding to as this non-stop flow, whether we say so-called inside or so-called outside? How do we respond to the conditions right now without falling into getting caught up in reacting to, I like it, I don't like it, it should be, it shouldn't be, how dare him, why me? That is why we have to attend to those, whether when we're sitting and throughout our day, when those, whether we call them self-centered mental processes or self-centered emotion thought, notice those as a further opportunity to remind, allow, support, nurture, or as Hakuin says, to be able to appreciate the sweet and sour that appears as our life right now. We get all sorts of ideas about what's supposed to stay and be the way it is, the way these conditions right here appear. They shouldn't be, this should be. How come? He should know better. She should have done that. Then we miss the experiencing because of our story, because of the judgmental, if I use that word, emotion thought that we're holding on to. It's not the arising of those conditions. That's just another flow of the river. But it's our story about. If we don't notice, then we can't allow life as it is to reveal the perfect teaching, the perfect teaching of the universe. Sitting is the best way. Regular sitting, sometimes extended sitting like Sesshin that we're doing. But sitting is just one aspect of this functioning of our life. This functioning of myriad conditions non-stop flowing without getting caught in our reaction to how it is, without holding to how we're activated, reactive to what appears in our stream physically, our stream all around us, all the beings we encounter, our stream in terms of our emotion thought stream. One of the wonderful things about sitting upright and still is we discover this stream of jabbering sometimes that's occurring. Hopefully we're also discovering it in our daily life activities. and finding ways to respond skillfully. The truth is, nothing stays or, as we could say, the ball tossed on rushing water never stays anymore. And yet that's our life. And we are capable of being this non-stop flowing because we are this. This is our life. And yet it's being just this moment. Nothing extra to do. And yet to cease doing what gets in the way so that we could respond to conditions. Respond to conditions without getting caught up in how should or shouldn't be. How? And you add on what we add on. So, then, if you want to say, does a newborn have this non-judgmental mindlessness? The question is, how do we manifest that without getting caught in that? Not that as if it's something, but as being just this moment. Being just this moment, not as an abstraction, but as this and as this all universe that we are. Thank you.